Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
I die a little every day, yeah. So I keep pressing down as I answer your call. Give me more of you.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. It is good to have you with me on this morning. Certainly we in another month, hallelujah, praise God. And the time is flying, hallelujah, Thanksgiving. We'll be here in no time at all, and then we'll be at Christmas, and then looking at another new year. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. Hallelujah. Praise Him. It may seem like I'm praising the Lord, but a lot this morning, but hallelujah, you're going to get it in a little while. But I want to give you some announcements. Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we will be starting our classes on the 17th of October. Those classes will be on the same platform as the Blog Talk show we do every Saturday morning. Hallelujah. But the time will be extended a little bit more, and certainly the lines will be open for you to have questions. And the assignments will be presented online as well. So basically, we're going to a online platform. We did it last year. The School of Ministry did it last year. It was successful. And we're going to do it again this year. We're going to do 6 classes, taking a break Thanksgiving, and that first week of December we will be completed. Of course, our classes, we do give CEUs, continuing educational credits or units for taking the classes. So come on board. And we will have a good time in the Lord. And certainly if you like the platform of this radio show, then you'll love the School of Ministry platform as well. So with that being said, if you need more information, you can give me a call at 309-750-7584. Even if you like my show, I would love to hear from you. I would love to receive a text saying, Dr. Carey, this was on. Can you expound more on this? And certainly I would love to hear feedback, because this is God's show. And it is my endeavor to be led by the Lord, and I want the Spirit of the Lord to lead and guide me, and certainly we need His guidance. We need the power arm of God, and I talked about the power arm of God some time ago, and certainly we need the direction of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord left and He went back to heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father, He said that I am going to send you a comforter. And certainly that comforter is the Holy Spirit, the power arm of God. I say the power arm because that's the person, that's the entity, that's the individual, hallelujah, that put things in place. When God spoke, it was the Holy Spirit that did the work. And certainly it is the Holy Spirit that teaches us, that guides us, that leads us, that gives us what to say, because we don't know what we ought to say. But it is the Holy Spirit that fills my mouth. And certainly I pray and I ask God to fill it and give me the lessons that will be beneficial for His people. So if you got feedback, send me a line and say, Dr. Carey, this was on, but. Or, Dr. Carey, can you talk about this subject? And certainly we will try to get that subject matter on, because the Bible is full. It's full, y'all. It's full. It's full of knowledge. It's full of wisdom. And certainly people trying to discount the book. But the book, if you read it, will change your life. I got some believers on the line. Wherever you are, just say, hey, man, Dr. Carey, you right? Because once upon a time, I was this. But when the Lord and when the Word hit me, hallelujah, there was a metamorphosis. There was a change in me. Woo, praise the Lord. I could just talk about that. When I think about the goodness and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And we're going right into our lesson. But before I do that, I'm getting excited. If you say, Dr. Carey, you don't want to text, but I'm going to email you, then you can catch me at drcareyphd@yahoo.com. That's drcareyphd@yahoo.com. That being said, let's get into the Word, shall we? Now, we have been talking about an exciting Word. This is the conclusion of the whole matter. And next week we will be going into another topic. But we have been dealing with 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Now, the topic has been developing the skills needed to win the war. And this is the finale. This is the finale. This is the battle of my praise. We have talked about and I'm let me finish it. There is victory in my praise. Hallelujah. See, I started off praising God. I started off thanking him for what he's done. I started off giving him the glory. I started off worshiping him. Now, when you get to praise and worship, there is a difference between praise and worship. And we're dealing with praise on this morning. Now, I've talked quite a bit about praise, but this is the finale, and we're talking about it because when we go down to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, this chapter 20 is loaded. It is loaded. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah that was walking up right before the Lord. Now, he's going to do something wrong later on in his life, but right now, he's got a good relationship with the Lord. And when his enemies came up against him, so when we started out in the beginning of this month, we said, you need to know who your enemies are. And we told you who your enemies are. And certainly if you didn't hear it, you can always go back and look at my Facebook page and tap onto old lessons that I have taught. And even you can go back to the beginning or the first Saturday and you can get the whole lesson, praise the Lord. But here we are, excuse me, in 2 Chronicles 20, verses 21 and 22. It says, And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that shall praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set an ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moabite, and Mount Seir, which was again against Judah, and they were smitten. So when we look at this word, and again, we're talking about the finale. We're talking about praise. I started off praising God. I started off giving him the glory. And I said that there is a difference between praise and worship. Now, we worship God for who he is. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there's none like him. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nissi. He is our Father. He is God. He is Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we worship him for being God. Hallelujah. But now we praise him for the things he's done for us. Because we know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be here today. I would be lost in my sins. But because he came in, because he came along, and because he knocked at my door, and I chose to answer, he's yet right here by my side. And because he is by my side, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's fighting my battles. So when we look at the skills needed, when we look at this final skill, you know, Satan will try to stop you. So we have been focusing again, as I said, on 2 Chronicles, and I hope you've read this whole entire verse of scripture, because I'm not going into it. We've been breaking up parts, and certainly we've been focusing on 15 and 17, and I'm just going to read those right quick. He said, listen. And he said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And certainly he goes down to verse 17, but you will not even need to fight. Hallelujah. Take your positions. Then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. God, go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. So even when we see in these verses and we drop down to 21 and 22. So we have been comparing this scripture with Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And we know that that's a familiar scripture. And certainly I will encourage you, and every day I say, before you go out the house, equip yourself. Put the armor upon you. Ask God, ask the Lord, Lord, equip me. Put the whole armor upon me that I may stand. Because once you go out of your home, and even in your home, the enemy is there to try to come up against you, because that is literally his job. And so when we look at 6 and 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." And certainly we got into the word and we talked about that. And when we look at the armor of God, we know that it's the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and our foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit, and we pray in the Spirit. So we all know those, but we want to get into this another weaponry, and that is of praise. And most people don't understand that my praise is my weapon. And when Satan tries to come up against you, he will try to steal your praise. So when you say, "I don't feel like it," or "things are coming up against me, I don't know where to go," but when I praise the Lord, when I begin to magnify him. So when we look at the definition of praise, praise is glory by the attributes of perfections. So we understand that we glorify a living God who is perfect in all his ways, and we give him the glory. We praise him. Now, Psalms 22 and 23 says, "Those who fear him praise him." So we are praising the Lord for everything that we've done. See, you know, sometimes we say, "Well, I praise God when I'm feeling good," but I need to praise God when I'm down, when I'm not feeling good, when I feel frustrated. In my trials, I need to praise him. In my sorrows, I need to praise him. In life in general, I need to praise the Lord. When I'm sick, I need to praise the Lord. And guess what, saints of God? There is victory in my praise. So praise is more than words. I'm going to say that again, and I'm going to hit you with scripture. Our praise is more than words. When we look at the scriptures, Hebrews 13 and 15, it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually." Continually, God, I thank you. God, I worship you. God, I magnify you. I thank you for what you've done, God. And we know we blend in praise and worship together, and that's okay. Hallelujah. But the praise, when we elevate our praise, when we give glory and honor to him, when we thank him, and when I finish up the scripture, it says, that is the fruits of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. You worthy. You worthy. God, I magnify you. Ooh, hallelujah. I get excited just by praising him. You know, if you're feeling sad, if things happen that you don't understand and you will get hurt, people will stab you in your back. We living in a world that's imperfect. This life, if we're looking at situations now, hallelujah, if you're a senior, and you're looking at the things that's going on, you're shaking your head and you're scratching your head, you're saying, Lord, what is really going on? But God is still in control. And certainly, we continually have to pray. Now, when we go over to Psalms 34 and 1, it says, when David said, and we're talking about David. Now, this is praising God continually. He said in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Saints, we've got to praise God. We've got to praise him like never before. We've got to let our praises ring out to the rooftops. We've got to magnify the Lord. We've got to give him the glory. Then Psalms 117 says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. Not just one person, but all of us. We need to give him some glory. Hallelujah. And then it says in verse 2, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 105 and 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. How do we praise God? Well, Psalms 33:1-2 says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. And I'm going to say that again. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing with him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. You know, we might not have the great voices, and I certainly, when I get up and try to sing, certainly this year the Lord blessed me to sing the 7 last words with my Father, and that was a blessing. Hallelujah. I had to learn this music, this Latin music, this opera-like music, and knowing I used to sing in the choir, but looked like my notes and stuff just got away with me. And when I get up on Sunday morning and I try to sing, hallelujah, the Lord give me a song. But when we sing it to the Lord, when we sing it to praise him, we don't have to be that fancy singer. We don't have to be eloquent in our songs. We don't have to do any of that. But all we have to do is just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We can make up praise. Hallelujah. I praise you, God. I praise you this morning for waking me up. I praise you, Lord, for taking me through my day. I'll give you the glory, God, because you're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, Lord, I'm singing. I'm singing praises unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. If y'all cannot tell, I am getting excited because when I praise the Lord, when we praise God continuously, and when we look at Jehoshaphat, and I'm closing this up today, when we look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and this is a famous scripture, this is famous, you know, everybody says, well, the Lord will fight your battle, but when we look at it, and when we break it down, and when we analyze this text, and when we look at chapter 20, and we see every element that's in this text, then we get a better appreciation of God and what he did and how he did it. He told Jehoshaphat, you ain't got to worry. You ain't even got to fight in this battle, but I need you to position yourself. I need you to get in a place where I can fight for you. And if you're not in that place today, saints, God can't fight for you. Oh, Jesus. You've got to position yourself. You've got to know. You've got to put on the skills. You've got to understand your enemy. You've got to understand the day and time that we're living in. You've got to understand these things so that you can be successful in battle. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of sound mind. He's given us power. He's given us an element to understand the situation we're living in. He's giving us sound mind to pray and to seek God. And when he prays him, he'll download what we need to do. The Bible says in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. We need to understand that we've been bought with a price. We are no longer our own. So we don't say, Lord, I got this situation. Hold up. You sit on the shelf. I got this. No. It says in all our ways, as we get up in the morning, before we get up out of our beds, Lord, I thank you for life. God, you direct me. I don't have the understanding or the ability to direct my life because I don't know what's out there, but you do. So when the Holy Spirit, when I praise God and when I position myself in a way to seek him and to praise him and give him the glory, then he feeds into me. He downloads instructions. I've got to have an ear to hear. I've got to be sensitive to walk with him because Satan is cunning and he's increasing his skills daily. Ooh, Dr. Carey, you just said something. I sure did. I said the enemy, Satan, is increasing his skills daily. Come on, y'all. If I was to open up the line now and talk to you and say, have you ever experienced leadership in the White House like we having it now? And you would say, Dr. Carey? You're right. But we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. We're living in a day when Satan is not scared of us church folks. But hallelujah, those that are praying, those that are worshiping God, those are seeking the Lord, he does back up off because we have the power to speak to situations. We have the power to move mountains. Why? Because God has given us the authority to decree and declare. But that is not my message today. I am on praise, the weaponry that we need to exalt, to worship, to give God the glory so that we move and we have our being and we have victory. So when we look at Psalms 92, 1 through 5, it reads, it is good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto the name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through my work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. So when we talk about positioning ourselves, and then when we get into church, you know, we are to make sure we are going tomorrow Sunday morning. When we enter into the house of the Lord, we are to enter into the house of the Lord praising God. We are to enter worshiping God. We are to give God the glory. So when we look at the Psalms 100 and verses 4 through 5, with thanksgiving, wherever we approach him, we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Not even in church, but every time we approach the Lord. God, I magnify you. How do we declare his works? How do we praise his name? Well, we open up our mouths and we give him the glory. We open up our mouths and we give him thanks. We open up our mouths and we shout hallelujah. We open up our mouths, we say glory to the King. We open up our mouths and we express our emotions. And we're good at expressing our emotions. This is a time and day where people are encouraged to express their emotions. Why? Because mental health people understand that when you express your emotions, when you get it out, then you don't suffer. The psychologists and the mental health professionals, which I am a mental health professional, we encourage those that are dealing with depression and anxiety and emotional issues to write it down. Write it down, get it out. there are techniques like a sculpt where you talk to a chair, and when you talk to a chair, you talk to the person that has abused you or the person that has hurt you, and you express your feelings. Hallelujah. So we are declaring our feelings, our emotions to the Lord. We are declaring our gladness to what He's done for us. We are expressing our gratitude for the things that He's done. You know, Andre Crouch, that song, "How Can I Say Thank You for All That You Have Done for Me?" Hallelujah. But I'm saying it as best that I can. Well, I'm putting it as best as I can. But He came with an anthem that is so known now. To God be the glory for the things that He has done. That's the anthem. So when we look at our spiritual warfare, we've been talking about that in conjunction to the Bible, not the Bible, but to Second Chronicles 20, because this is a spiritual fight. We need to understand it's not about flesh and blood, but it is against. It's spiritual. It's against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. So when Satan hears our praise, it is so strong. It is so powerful that, hallelujah, it stops him. As a spiritual warfare weapon, praise can do many things. Hallelujah. If we look at the Bible, when we see praise in action, when we see what it does, when we go to Psalms 8 and 2, when you look at the NIV version, praise silences the evil forces. So when we begin to see what praise does, our praise, giving God the glory. And if you want run out of words, just get a Psalms and just read it. Hallelujah. Psalms 22 and 3 says, "But ye are holy, O ye who enthroneth in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered." So that was the Amplified Bible's version. And then praise releases God's blessings. You know the word. It says the more you praise Him, the more blessings come down. So when you find yourself full of blessings, that's because you've been praising God. Hallelujah, because He inhabits the praises of us. He likes to hear. You know, our praises unto the Lord is a sweet smell. It's a sweet savor going up to heaven. When we praise God, when we give Him the glory, when we give Him the honor, God hears our praises, and He's just showering down blessings. Oh, my child is praising me. Let me pray. Let me shower down blessings. Now, that's found in Psalms 63, verses 3 through 5. Hallelujah. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thou will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Hallelujah. And I like this one. Hallelujah. I'm going to run through this, and I certainly, if you want my scriptures, just say, "Dr. Carey, you ran through them. Certainly, can I get the scriptures you gave?" We are helpers one to another. So anytime you want the scriptures that I have listed in the on this blog, you may text me, and I will give them to you. So when we look at Isaiah 61 and 3, when we praise God, it counters the spirit of despair or heaviness. Isaiah 61:3 says, and this is the King James Version, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty of ashes, the oil of joy for the mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God glorifies in our praises, God. Guys, hallelujah. And then when we look at Acts 16, verses 25 and 26, praise brings about miracles. Y'all know the word. Paul and Silas were singing and praising God while in prison, while in jail. Hallelujah. And an earthquake ensues, which breaks open the prison cells. Ultimately, the jailer and his entire family becomes Christians. Come on. Your praise is so infectious that it will change the lives of the sinners that surround you, of corporations, of the person that encounters you in the grocery store, the person that works on your car, because your praise is infectious. Hallelujah. Why are you praising God? Girl, because it woke me up this morning. You know that car that you're working on? Hallelujah. God gave it to me. I was sick in my body, but the Lord came on and he blessed me. I've been dealing with the loss of loved ones, but God came in and he strengthened me. He strengthened me in my praise. He strengthened me in my time of heaviness. He strengthened me. Why? Because I opened up my mouth and I praised God, because I worship him, because he is a living God and he cares about me. Whew. Hallelujah. And then you have Psalms 149. It says, sing, dance, play music with instruments. And I'm kind of paraphrasing this. Praise and the sword of the Spirit will be used by God's children to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment to the weak. They will execute God's judgment, including binding kings with chains and nobles with the fetter of chains, F-E-T-T-E-R-S, of chain, of iron. Thank you, Lord, of iron. Hallelujah. So when we get into this, and then we have 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12 through 15, and David praised God with singing and dancing out of his shirt. He did it strongly. He did it so until he was just praising as the ark was brought to Jerusalem. The people shouted and played trumpets. David also offered many burnt sacrifices. God blessed David and gave him rest from all his enemies. So at that time, the Ark of the Covenant was the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, he died. Hallelujah. He bled for us. He rose again. He went back to heaven. He sent back the Holy Spirit. So now we can go into the presence of the Lord through Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is there to direct us into the presence of the Lord. So we don't need the physical Ark of the Covenant, because we can be ushered into the presence of the Lord even as we go to church, but we can be there even as we praise and worship the Lord. So David just praised God with all that he had, because the Lord was coming back into the temple. How much more are we to praise God with all that we have? So when we jump back, and we can conclude this message, and we jump back to 2 Chronicles 20 and that whole entire chapter, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him as they went out at the head of the enemy, saying, "Oh, thanks to the Lord, for his love endureth forever." God said, position yourself. Get yourself into some praise. Throw in worship also in there. So get yourself and get yourself with singing and praising God and lifting up praises unto me and worshiping me. And once you get into position, I will fight for you. I will stand and fight your enemies for you. He told Jehoshaphat, you ain't even got to fight in this battle. And once we continue to read the text, we find that their enemies were so upset, so fearful, they turned on themselves and started killing each other. Why? Because God will fight our battles. He will go up against nations. He will go up against anybody that comes against his children. If you don't know it, go to Isaiah 30. I'm not going to read those verses, but Isaiah chapter 30, verses 31 and 32 talks about the voice of God going up against nations who come up against the children of Israel. Now, back over in Deuteronomy, we know that the children of Israel were delivered out of the wilderness for 40 years. We know that a new generation, Moses was instructing, giving his last finale, giving his last preach and teach session, if you will, and they were getting ready to go over to the promised land. He gave them a promise, and that promise still stands to us. If you walk up right before me, you will eat the fat of the land. If we walk up before the Lord, if we put on our praise weaponry, if we line ourselves up and put the whole armor upon us, we have to understand that we're living in a time where we've got to do battle. We've got to stand in position to arm ourselves accordingly. We've got to do some work in order for God to fight for us. We've got to position ourselves in a way to hear, to see, to read the word, to deny our flesh. We are in a month of consecration because we are seeking the more, we are seeking to know the Lord more. Now, why are we seeking to know the Lord more? Because it is only in our knowing the Lord and communing with him that he gives us revelation of who he is and what he's going to do and how we are to operate. We praise God, and the more we praise God, the more a relationship develops, and the more we want to be in his presence, the more we read his word, the more we give him control of our lives. We've got to turn the TV off. We've got to seek God more. Position yourself. Position yourself so that you can be equipped to deal with the enemy, because the enemy is coming. He's coming at you. He's coming against you. He's coming for you. He is going to try to take you out. But how many know he can't do that? Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you for this last series. We thank you for this praise and worship time. We thank you for the word. We thank you for a greater understanding to stand and position ourselves. We thank you, God, for understanding the weaponry we need in order to win this battle. We know that we won. We know that the battle is yours and you will fight for us. But we also know that we have to position ourselves, take up praise and worship and praying and putting the armor upon us and understanding And you will give us understanding of who we're fighting and what we're fighting. And you give us the spirit of discernment as we conclude this for now, as we conclude this last segment on praise. Because it is in our praise where we have the victory. Even though we may see it, it may look bad, but God, we thank you. We're looking through your eyes and we're praising you for the victory. We may not see it, but God, we know that you're working it out. And because you're working it out, we're going to see through your eyes and not see it with our eyes. And we know if we see it through your eyes, it's being worked out. Hallelujah. It may not appear like it right now, but it's being worked out. We thank you, God, because you're working it out for our good. You're working it out for our benefit. You're changing situations. You're moving. You're moving all the way in China and Texas and Alabama and Tennessee to get me what I need in Chicago. We thank you, God, because you're moving, God. You're moving in the surrounding nations. God, you're moving in my neighborhood. And I just want to say, I want to speak to everybody that has been on the line and will be on the line, that there is victory in your neighborhood. Because you're in your neighborhood, because you're positioned in your house, you have the authority to speak to the violence and the issues. And we speak to it as a collective unity. And we bind Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic force is trying to take over in their homes, I bind you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. We are connecting. We are in one accord. And because we are connecting and because we are in one accord, I speak those things as not as though they are. I bind Satan in the name of Jesus. Every curse that is tried to be placed on the lives of every caller, every believer, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it back where it belongs, in the water, in the pits of hell. We speak life. We speak deliverance, even healing of every disease. We bind sin right now in the name of Jesus. Every curse, and we speak to it. The effects of sin, we bind it right now. We have life, and that life more abundantly, because Jesus Christ died on the cross, and we speak life, and we declare, because God has given us the authority to speak, and he's given us the victory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that want to take my School of Ministry, again, give me a text, give me a call. Amazing Grace School of Ministry will start October the 17th, and it will run into December the 5th. Hallelujah. It is only it's only going to be a six-week course. But we got Thanksgiving in there, and certainly we will not have classes on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is all around the corner. Can y'all believe that? But text me, email me, 309-750-7584. Say, Dr. Carey, I'm interested. We're going to talk about the DNA of emotional instability. And certainly the materials will be included in registration. So again, hit me up, Dr. Carey, PhD, at yahoo.com. That's my email, D-R-C-A-R-E-Y-P-H-D, at yahoo.com. Forgive me if my words have been a little slurred. I've been... Satan has been trying to attack my body with a virus, but we bind the enemy and we speak life, and we know that God is a healer. So again, give me a text, give me a call if you're interested. I certainly appreciate it. And again, thank you once more for listening, and we'll see you on next Saturday with another exciting lesson. And before I leave, if you feel led to give to this ministry so that we may be a blessing even further, that we may be online or on the show, you can sow into this ministry financially. If the Lord touches your heart, give me a text, and we'll move forward. So I thank you again for listening. All those that were here, you have my number. Be blessed. Take the Lord along with you. Tomorrow's first Sunday. Hallelujah. Get your praise on and walk in the door praising and magnifying the Lord. Matter of fact, get up singing. Get up worshiping the Lord. Get up worshiping God and singing and praising God. Put music on. Put gospel music on. Put some words on. So that when you come before the presence on Sunday morning, you are ready to get your shout, get your praise on, and get your whatever your praise on, your worship on. You're ready to get it in. God bless. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.